He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we need to really be on our toes here right now. I wrote back in the spring of 2009 that spring was in the air and that a new bull market had been born. Where do we stand today? 5.5 years later. Well, here's how we stand right now. The Dow is venturing above and below the line since the opening bell. Right now it's just slightly above the line, slightly below the line, call it. We're down 8 points on the Dow. The Dow is at 16,545. We have the NASDAQ down 12 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,264. We weren't that far from 5,000 not too long ago. NASDAQ really took it on the chin late last week. The S&P is down a couple of points here to 1903. Remember when we were above 2,000? Now we're struggling to hold on to 1,900. Crude oil is at 84.76. That's right, 84.76. And you're probably filling up your tank with sub-$3 gas these days. That's putting, at least that's putting a little extra money in your pocket, right? Gold is up 0.5% today to 12.28. The euro is at 1.26. The 10-year yield is all the way down to 2.28. The bond market has been on the receiving end of a gusher of money as investors are seeking a little bit of safety from the volatility right now. The question is this the beginning of the end? Is this the end of the bull market that's been going for 5.5 years? Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where there's a little bit of fall in the air. And I wrote back on March 27th of 2009 about spring being in the air. That's when the market was down around, what, 670, 680 on the S&P 500. And I said at that time that a new bull market was being born. That was March of 2009. Now here we are in October of 2014. And spring is not exactly in the air in the market, is it? In fact, there's a feeling of fall in the air. Now I've been, for the most part, fully invested for the last 67 months in the stock market. That was a pretty good call that I made. And, you know, along the way I grew cautious at times, but I never got a sell signal on the S&P 500 since that day. Well, every week, at the beginning of the week, we like to look at the big macro picture of the market. And for the last 67 months, I've sounded like a broken record. The bull is still intact. Stocks are still the best place to be. Well, after all of this recent volatility in the market, and it's been pretty serious, where do we stand right now? Because we know that no bull market lasts forever. We know that this current bull market, which began on March 9th of 2009, has been roaring ever since, will eventually come to an end. The bear will eventually wake up and wreak havoc on portfolios. And the last time, he ravaged through portfolios to the tune of 53%. Now, you have to decide for yourself what kind of an investor that you are. I'm sure this week, during the week, CNBC or one of the others will roll out John Bogle of Vanguard Funds, who's a big advocate of index investing. And look, I don't have a problem with index investing. And he's going to say, you know what, if the market's getting ready to turn into a bear right now, you should just sit tight. You should strap on your seatbelt. Take a few Rolaids, you'll be okay. That's the way index investors do it. They're passive investors. They do nothing but continue to add money, dollar cost average, into their portfolios over the years. That's one style of investing. God bless them. I have no problem with that. There's another style of investing called asset allocation. You should have 50-50 bonds and stocks, or maybe 60-40, or maybe 70-30, depending upon your age. Always one asset class is going to do well in a year and another one's going to not do well, and they kind of offset each other. That's another form of passive investing. Personally, I don't like either one. Personally, okay? I don't have a problem with people that do that type of investing. They've done well over the years. I like a little bit of active management. Because if you are a passive index investor, you've got to be willing to accept a ride down, like that roller coaster that creeps up and up and up, reaches the peak, and then, woo, your stomach goes out from underneath you. And before you know it, your 401k went down 50%. Okay, that's what you have to be willing to accept if you're an index investor. Now, here's something to think about. Lately, the last few cycles in the market have been 7 years apart. In 2001, we had a bear market. That was after the big NASDAQ irrational exuberance episode that we had in the dot-com stocks. 7 years later, in 2008, we had another bear market. This was after the big run-up in irrational exuberance in single-family homes and housing tracks. And now, here we are in 2014. Let's do the math. 2008 plus 7. Uh-oh. Next year would be 7 years. Now, there's no setting your watch or no setting your clock by these things. Every year is different, but it's something to think about. 7 years, here's what Bill Gross had to say last week. 7 years of fat and 7 years of lean, which obviously comes from biblical times, Joseph of Egypt, who for 7 years stored up the grains in the Pharaoh's grain silos. And when the 7 years of lean came along, they were prepared, and people from all over had to come to Joseph to buy their grain because they had 7 years of lean. And we heard Bill Gross use that terminology last week. And again, if you're an index investor, you say, no big deal. I'm just going to ride through it. But me, I'm an active investor. So what do? I look for the signs. And I look at a lot of them. I go through them every single week in my newsletter at pwstreet.com to see whether or not it's time for some very active management. Well, I'm an active manager all the time. But is this a time to be raising a lot of cash? Is this a time to be hedging? Is this a time to be introducing some inverse funds into portfolios right now? Or is it okay to still be 100% invested in your 401k at work? Well, we're going to go through the statistics today. We're going to go through the numbers today. We're going to look at some charts today. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to explain everything so it's easy to understand. And by the end of the show today, we should have a good feel for where we're at in the market right now. Are there places in the market that we should be avoiding right now? Are there places in the market that are okay still, that have not given up the ghost yet? Or are they starting to give up the ghost? Remember, the S&P 500 so far is just down 5.6% from its recent high. That's well within the range of a normal correction, 5.6% from its recent high. But having said that, there's other areas of the market that are down much more than 5.6%. That's the worrisome, that's the troublesome signs out there that could drag the S&P down into the gutter with them. There's a lot going on in the world today. We got another case of Ebola. We've got ISIL, and we can't get an agreement with Turkey. Are they going to play ball or not? Let us land our planes there? Are we doing enough in the Middle East to stop the advance of ISIL? We've got Europe in meltdown mode. I showed that in my newsletter last week at pwstreet.com. Look at what's happening to Europe. Will that eventually drag our markets down with it? Well, we got a lot to talk about today. I spent about 15 hours last Thursday, Friday, Saturday putting together, analyzing all of this stuff. And in the coming 40 minutes or so that I have to be with you, we're going to go through my analysis of the market at the current time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back. right thing. But a mother you
and welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a 5.6% drop in the S&P 500 so far is well within the normal volatility of the market, but there's a lot of other very disturbing factors that are much worse than the S&P 500, and they could easily drag the S&P down into this whirlpool with them. Let's look at U.S. small cap stocks, which led the market last year to the tune of 40% gains. They are now down 13.2% from their mid-September high. This is getting to the outer edge of normal volatility. And I did add a hedge to my portfolios last week in the small cap arena. There are inverse funds on these various indexes that one can buy very easily. And the inverse of the small cap index, Russell 2000, is RWM. I now own that in my aggressive growth accounts as a hedge. And if the S&P 600 small cap index or the Russell 2000 small caps continue to go south, RWN will continue to go north. Small cap stocks I have been warning about for the last several months that they were breaking down. And they could lead this bull that's been going for raging for 5.5 years. They could bring it down into a bear market. Now that hasn't happened yet, but it's happening. It is dragging down the S&P 500. The small caps are with them. Emerging markets are now down 11.9% from the recent high. They turned around on a dime. Just when emerging markets look so good and optimistic and things were starting to break out, they turned around on a dime and are now going south. Not all emerging markets, but most. I wouldn't have any exposure whatsoever to the emerging markets right now, and I've been warning about them for the last few weeks here. So you do what you want to do with your 401k, with your thrift savings plan, with your IRA. Is your money manager calling you? I don't call people. I just take action. I don't have time to call people. I got to move quickly. I have discretion over the accounts that I manage. I'm a fee-based money manager. I don't know how your relationship with your money manager or your broker works. Are they taking proactive action right now? Well, if you're a passive investor, then no. If you're in an asset allocation, then no. Or if they're asleep at the wheel, then no. But I don't have any exposure to the emerging markets. I don't have any exposure to small cap mutual funds, small cap ETFs, or mid cap mutual funds, or mid cap US ETFs. Instead, I have an inverse position, IWM. Now, even more disturbing, this is the most disturbing index of all, is Europe. Europe continues to be taken to the cleaners. Just pull up a chart of EFA and you'll see what I mean. And I have established a few short positions, opposite positions, inverse positions on Europe. I don't really see Europe. I see it getting worse before it gets better. I don't see the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, willing to do much at the current time, except sit back and watch things kind of deteriorate in Europe. And in fact, the European index is now down for the year 10%. Okay? That's more than, we're entering into more than correction territory here with Europe. And the fear is that Europe will drag us down with them. And so far, it looks like that is happening. The Dow is now down, call it flat on the year. It's down about 1%, actually, on the year. Small cap stocks in the U.S. are now down about 9% since the beginning of the year. Russia is down 26%, and let's not forget that that is still a big, big issue out there that has not been resolved. Ukraine and Europe continue to fight and squabble, and of course the U.S. and Ukraine, Russia, U.S. and Russia continue to fight and squabble. Europe and Russia continue to fight and squabble with one another. Oil prices are collapsing. Trade between partners is collapsing, is strained right now. In the meantime, interest rates continue to drop and plummet like a rock. So there's a couple of good things there, especially for the U.S. consumer. All of a sudden, you're paying less at the gas tank, putting a little few extra bucks in your pocket. And all of a sudden, if you've got like a flex loan or an adjustable loan, all of a sudden your payments are starting to go down because interest rates have been going down. So that's putting a few extra bucks in your pocket. The S&P 500, while it's still up 3% for the year, it looks like it's starting to finally roll over. Now, it hasn't rolled over yet. This is the large cap area of the U.S. markets. But it looks awfully vulnerable to me. And I zoomed in on a chart of the S&P 500, which over the last 5 years has been going up. And I showed some important levels that the S&P 500 needs to hold. Basically, it's right around 1900. And we're closing in on that very, very rapidly. And there's a lot of space below 1900 and the next level of support. This could be well turning into more than just a correction at the current time. In the newsletter over the weekend, if you never read my newsletter, this would probably be one that you would want to read. The title of it was Fall is in the Air. You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. And I went through the different asset classes to begin the newsletter, pointing out where we're at right now, where the critical levels are, and what I expect to happen in the coming weeks. The NASDAQ also looks very, very vulnerable and bad right now. It was hitting new highs just 3 or 4 weeks ago. What went wrong? Well, the sentiment has turned. Global growth is starting to slow. Even the IMF, International Monetary Fund, confirmed that global growth is slowing down, especially in Europe. And it's going to be hard for not to drag America down with it. Now, even though we continue to grow, we're expecting 3% growth here in the U.S. this year. We don't have any signs of inflation. The jobs market is still good. We are not headed for a recession yet, but the sentiment on the market is turning. And it's starting to chew its fingernails and get nervous about the global economy. And what a breakdown in the global economy. A slowing of the global economy could mean for the United States of America. And again, the one taking it on the chin the most right now, U.S. small cap stocks. I showed that chart. That thing is rolling over. And I believe that there could be some money to be made on the downside in that index. Where else is there money to be made? Is it time to completely run for the hills with our money in the market? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in my newsletter, March 27th, 2009, I wrote that spring was in the air and that a new bull market was being born. In my most recent newsletter, October 10th, 2014, I wrote that fall is in the air. And while I don't have a blanket sell signal on the market yet, there's a lot of areas of the market that currently are flashing sell signals. And I think it's a time, I think this is the biggest threat to the bull market that I have seen. I'm talking the S&P 500 here. We already have a bear signal on overseas Europe. We already have a bear signal, sell signal on small U.S. stocks, mid-cap U.S. stocks. And if you've got 401ks, if you've got thrift saving plans, you do what you want to do with your accounts. But I'm just telling you that those markets started breaking down several weeks ago. And there's other areas of the market that still have or have sell signals. And there's other areas of the market that are just barely hanging on right now. And every week in my newsletter, pwstreet.com, I go through the macro picture of the market. I don't have an agenda other than to tell you the truth of what I'm observing here on a daily basis. Hey, I'll tell you a little story. I've said this before, but we've got a guy on the dock that I'm on. I have a little fishing boat here in San Diego. He's a professional fishing guide. He's been gone the whole summer. He goes up and guides trout fly fishing trips. This is what he does for a living. And so Saturday I went fishing with him. I hired him to take me around my harbor that I grew up on and show me places that he knows as a professional, because he's out on it every single day during the winter. He took me to places that I would never have imagined that are so fertile and so lively with fish. I probably caught about 20 to 25. It wasn't as good as it normally is. We didn't have a real good tidal cycle, but it was pretty doggone good. I mean, who's going to complain about catch and release 25 fish in about 4 or 5 hours? The advantage that he has over me is he's out on the water every single day. And I'm out on the waters of the stock market here every single day. I told Mike, I said, I can't remember the last day that I did not look at the stock market and individual stocks and hundreds of individual stocks. I can't honestly remember. It had to have been, I don't know, over 10 years ago or something like that, if there ever has been a day. I'm on the water every single day, and I report to you what I observe, and I don't like what I observe right now. And this is coming from a guy who's been bullish for the last 5.5 years. And I'm going through the reasons, and I'm going through the areas of the market that are breaking down right now and the areas that I just don't like. And I've already identified small-cap U.S. stocks, mid-cap U.S. stocks as a neighborhood that I would avoid right now. I just wouldn't go through that neighborhood. I would stay out of that neighborhood. I don't like what I see there. And Europe, I do not like what I see there at all. In fact, I have some inverse positions on Europe. And in fact, other areas of that continent that I think might be profitable as they start to become unraveled. Now, having said that, the S&P 500, the large cap index for the U.S., has not given me a flat-out sell signal yet. But many individual stocks within there have. And I think it's probably just a matter of time before the S&P 500 flashes a sell signal and joins the others that already have, like the Russell 2000, like the mid-cap index of the U.S., like the emerging markets, which continue to break down, like Europe, which continues to break down. It's hard for me to imagine that the S&P 500 won't be dragged down with it. Now, as I look at the index rankings, this is something that I do in my app, beststocksnowapp.com, every day, is I rank 77 different indexes. I try to cover the whole gamut of index, whether it's the U.S. government bond index, whether it's the U.S. Treasuries index, whether it's the S&P, whether it's the Italian index, I rank them all. They don't change much. These trends stay in place for a long time. For the first time in a long time, the top spots of the index rankings are bond related. What's the number one index in the world right now? U.S. government bonds. That's not a good sign. That's where people go when they're afraid. That's a safe harbor. I live on a harbor. When the ocean gets rough, people come inside the harbor to get protected from the storm. And when I see the top 1, 2, 3, 4 indexes in the world right now, I got U.S. government bonds, total U.S. bond, U.S. treasuries, and the U.S. bond index as the top 4 indexes in the world, that is not a good sign. Because for the last 5.5 years, stock indexes, U.S. stock indexes, have dominated the top spots. This is a major sea change. So if you're just joining me and just found my show, I want you to know that I've been a broken record for month after month after month after month saying that U.S. stocks are the best place to be. Now I'm saying that there's certain areas of U.S. stock market that I would not have any exposure to, especially mutual funds and ETFs. There's always going to be individual stocks that hold up okay. That's why you still have to take it on a stock-by-stock basis. But as far as small-cap mutual funds, small-cap growth, small-cap value, mid-cap growth, I just wouldn't have any exposure there right now. And the worst indexes in the world right now, Russia, Turkey, Greece, Europe, Africa. Yeah, Africa's not doing very well in all of this, is it? Yeah, they have an index of their own. And others are flashing dire warning signs right now. There's a few that are barely hanging on. The NASDAQ has not given a sell signal yet. But boy, it's right on the verge of doing it. In the meantime, if you look at U.S. bonds, they're breaking out to new all-time highs. That's not a good thing. And the same goes for the asset classes in the market right now. Bonds all of a sudden dominate the top spots amongst the asset classes, meaning that the defense is on the field after the offense has been on the field for a long, long time. The offense, people are starting to pull money out in massive amounts out of the more aggressive type, offense type of stocks, U.S. small caps, NASDAQ, technology, energy, oil and gas, emerging markets. These are all offense. These are all aggressive. Money is fleeing from those areas of the market right now. And even though the S&P 500 is still hanging in there, I have a hold on it right now. I'm sure it will be a weak hold here soon, and then it will be an outright sell. I have been taking a lot of defensive action over the last several weeks. I have my highest cash position that I've had in quite some time. It's probably up around 30% right now. I'm only holding on to the things that are still hanging in there on an individual basis, and I'll be examining them again today. And I may be making more sells here today. I've introduced an inverse position into a lot of my accounts. Inverse the S&P or the Russell 2000 small cap index. As if it continues to go down, that position will go up. It will act as a hedge on what positions I still do own. Gold, I'm still not getting any buy signals there. Gold has been on a sell signal for 3.5 years. Now that could change. I'll keep my eye on it. Commodities continue to be a very bad place to be. Now, when I come back, I want to end the show by talking about some inverse exchange traded funds. Don't be afraid of them. These are funds that go the other way of the Dow, or they go the opposite way of the S&P 500, or they go the opposite way of the NASDAQ, or they go the opposite way of Europe. Don't be afraid of them. They're very easy. It's just like buying a stock. Instead of buying a 3 or 4% position in a stock, you can buy a 3 or 4% position in an inverse fund. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the alarmist version of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I have to be a sounding. I am a watchman on the watchtower. I'm in the market every single day. When I see things I don't like, I'm going to report it to you. And I want you to know that I've been taking action in the accounts that I manage. I've raised about 25-30% cash in the accounts that I manage. I've taken an inverse position in the small cap arena, which is very easy to do. And I'm going to talk about more about these inverse positions in the few minutes we have left here. Don't be afraid of them. They act just like owning the S&P 500. You're going to still own the S&P 500, only you're going to have an inverse relationship with it. If it goes down, this is going to go up. And you can have an inverse relationship with lots of areas of the market. Before I get into that, I also want to remind you that this is earnings season. Tomorrow we'll hear from Citigroup, CSX Corp, Domino's Pizza, Intel, Johnson & Johnson, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo. If we get real good reports from these companies, it could save the S&P's bacon. It's too late right now for the U.S. small caps, which I believe are entering into a bear market or a more serious correction. They're already down about 12 or 13% from their high. I believe that Europe has already entered into probably the beginning of a bear market. And the emerging markets also look ugly right now. These are my observations, a guy who's on the water every single day. There's still areas of the U.S. market that are holding up. There's some consumer discretionary stocks that are holding up because there's extra money sloshing around the system right now in consumers' pockets. And there's some areas of biotech and drug and tech and pharmaceuticals, which are kind of disconnected from the economy because they're coming up with cures for different maladies that beset us as human beings. There's still a lot of those that are holding up, but there's a lot of stuff. The technology stocks look terrible right now. Okay, you do what you're going to do. I'm letting you know what I'm doing. Now, I want to talk about inverse funds for a minute. You know what? Back 10 years ago when the NASDAQ was crashing, we didn't have these inverse funds available to us. We had to short individual stocks. And if you own an IRA, you can't short individual stocks. But you can buy a wide swath of index that goes inverse the index it's based on. For instance, SH. That goes inverse of the S&P 500. It's up again here. And it's been rallying lately. There's been hellacious volume in SH recently. I have SH. It's risen from the bottom of my asset classes all the way up. It's gone from number 3,509. In fact, recently it was 3,787. Yeah. Being inverse the market was not a good idea for 5.5 years. Today it's ranked at number 1,876, and while that may not sound very good, look at the move that it's made. And it's now registering a C-plus grade, which is a weak hold, which means it's gone from avoid it at all costs to at least consider it. SH is the opposite of the S&P 500. It's big. There's $1.6 billion in it. It's 500 stocks, it's diversified, and it's going to do just the opposite. The S&P's down 100 points tomorrow, it'll be up 100 points. You can use it as a hedge. And if the market goes into full-on bear, which it will at some point in time, you can make some money with it. The next one I want to mention is DOG. You've heard of the dogs of the Dow. Well, this is DOG. This does the opposite of what the Dow does. If the Dow is down 300 tomorrow, this thing will be up 300. Now, I'm not saying to put 100% of your portfolio into this thing, but this one's also rising right now and something to take note of and to keep your eye on. I think it's a little bit too early to buy an inverse fund on the Dow, but it's certainly high on my watch list. The next one I would mention is PSQ. PSQ does exactly the opposite of what the NASDAQ does. Now, the NASDAQ has been the leading index in the world for the last year. The NASDAQ started to crumble late last week. PSQ could come in real handy for those of us that want to hedge our portfolios and maybe even make a little money if this thing turns more sour. And the last one I want to mention, actually I'll throw in two more. RWM, this is the one that I now own. RWM is inverse the Russell 2000. Oh, but I'm afraid the shorts to be inverse stocks. You ought to be more afraid to be long small cap stocks right now than being inverse small cap stocks right now. I think there's money to be made here. And the last one I'll mention, I believe it's EFZ. Yes, that's the one. It's inverse the European market, the EFA, E-A-F-E. And there's one other one. Is it EUM? I believe it's EUM. Yes, it's inverse the emerging markets. Now, I'm just here to tell you what I'm looking at, what I'm doing. I've already added one hedge. I've already raised a lot of cash. This is a major sea change from a guy who's been bullish on the market for the last 5.5 years. If you haven't read my newsletter yet, I spent 15 hours on it this past weekend. You can get it by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I designed the app for times like this. I designed the app and invented it back in 2008. Late 2008, began using it in early 2009. It was the beststocksnowapp.com that gave me the buy signal in March of 2009, has kept it ever since, and is now starting to flash warnings and sell signals in certain areas of the global markets. beststocksnowapp.com. And lastly, I am an active money manager here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm not a guy that sits on my thumbs or who's at the golf course. I'm actively managed from the time the market opens till the time the market closes. If you'd like to talk to us, we are 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Be very, very careful right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back tomorrow.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.